Okay, Nancy Kirshen, you told Jonah Raskin, you said all prisons are grim. Nonetheless, a control unit prison is qualitatively different than the rest. Mm-hmm. Control units limit the prisoner's connection, not just with other prisoners, but also with family and friends in the outside world. You said it's an endless hell, a living Kafkaesque limbo.
Yes.
What got you interested in this whole issue? How did you get involved in this?
Well, you know, the first time I was arrested was 1967 at the Pentagon. And I call that white people's arrest because I don't know if you were, any of you were there, but we were held in a great big, school or something with hundreds of cots, and basically it was a party. And the next day we paid $25 and got out. But I've had many experiences with prisons since then, both when Jerry Rubin was in Cook County Jail and I visited him, or when he was in prison in California and they shackled him and basically kidnapped him and drove him across country to court in Chicago, and nobody knew where he was. To visiting many prisoners later in the state of California when I lived there, and working on political prisoner cases, I got to see not personally see, because you can never get inside these places, they're cloaked in secrecy, but I came to know about these prisons where people are held in indefinite solitary confinement. So that was the origins of it, was really working around the political prisoners who were people from the 60s, like Sundiata Kohli, the Black Panther, who's still in prison, and other people like that.
And our former friend Marilyn Buck.
Marilyn Buck, right, who was in prison in California most of that time. So through the political prisoners, I came to understand that there were this human rights nightmare going on inside U.S. prisons. And, you know, Dostoevsky has said, if you really want to understand a civilization, you must go within its prisons. And, you know, having just come back from Vietnam and, you know, saying, when I said I don't think we should be healed, what I meant by that is that we shouldn't think that we are the only fabulous civilization in the world and that we know what's best for all these other places. I think we need to take care of some of our own business that's still unresolved here at home.
All right, you quoted Albert Hunt, who wrote in the New York Times that with just a little more than 4% of the world's population, the U.S. accounts for a quarter of the planet's prisoners and
right.
has more inmates than the leading 35 European countries combined. I think people are becoming more aware of this issue and realizing, kind of across the political spectrum to some extent, realizing what this is doing to our society.
Yeah, and that does make me a little bit optimistic, because when we were doing our 15 years of work around this issue, we got almost no exposure in the national mass media. They wouldn't pay any attention, and they certainly would never issue an opinion of their own, which the New York Times has done around solitary confinement. So I am feeling somewhat optimistic, but I also think that it really requires people on the ground willing to, you know, reporters willing to try to get inside these places or interview people and expose what's happening, people demonstrating outside the prisons. And like 12,000 prisoners in California were on hunger strike about a year and a half ago, and it was very important that there were people on the outside who were working to support them and bring their voices out. And I think that they're planning to go on hunger strike again this summer if they don't get some of their demands met.
The whole larger, Chris, there's two issues here. One is the issue of solitary confinement, mm-hmm. And the control prisons, which is, I think more and more people are becoming aware of it, and especially in California, but I think in other places too.
Right.
And that what, I mean, you know, we're not even trying to talk about, you know, rehabilitation.
Right.
It's just what are we doing to people's, you know, souls, you know,
right.
and why, and we wonder why there's recidivism.
Right, because most of these people that are being kept in these horrendous cages, basically, will one day be released to, you know, the general society. That's something to bear in mind when we, you know. treat them this way.
At least in Texas, where certainly the right wing has been ascendant for a long time and has controlled the politics of the state, there is an increasing awareness that the response to the correct response is not just to build more prisons. And, in fact, they're starting to shut prisons down.
I think you have a control unit prison, a women's prison, or at least part of it is a control unit. And I think the name is something like Carlswell. Is that a prison in Texas?
You know what? I'm not certain.
You might explore that.
Yeah.
Somehow.
The whole issue of the drug war, mm-hmm. which it has certainly fed the whole problem we have with prisons, is I think also being reexamined to a certain extent. And of course, it's become such big business. The whole prison industrial complex, whatever we want to call it, has become such. And there's such, and it's hard to make changes when it also involves, as most things in this country do, when it also involves the economics and vested interests. Mm-hmm. Those things, I think, are being reexamined, and certainly the nation's attitude towards drugs, towards at least marijuana, is changing dramatically.
Right. But one thing that I haven't said yet is that although we fought against control units, we saw them as sort of the capstone of an essentially racist prison system. So, you know, disproportionate numbers of people of color are inside prison today. Something like 60% of prisoners are of color, and maybe they're 30% of the population. But the reason I thought about that is one of the things that led to that situation is the disparate sentencing of crack and powder cocaine. So white people would be busted for powder cocaine, black people for crack cocaine, and they were ridiculously disparate sentences, which delivered, many too many black people to the prison doors. So I think there are a lot of issues, and I think some of that sentencing is getting looked at now. And, you know, there are some changes going on around that. So that's positive. Also, in terms of the control unit prisons, here in Illinois, the governor just closed the control unit prison, the state control unit prison, which we fought many years to prevent them from building and lost. But part of it is being driven by the economic crisis. It's kind of ironic, but they're, you know, it's very expensive to keep people in these control units. And I think that they are realizing that the payoff is not worth it.
Well, and over time, it's really expensive just to keep people in prison and then to deal with what happens when they come back out, and that we're not prepared to.
Right. And that we don't deal with at all in a positive way.
Okay. What we just have a couple of minutes left. What are the issues in right now that when we look back on what we did in the 60s and what, you know, that you guys did with Yippies and what we did with the Underground Press and in SDS and whatever, and the kind of issues we raised that, you know, in terms of war, in terms of politics, you know, the whole concept of participatory democracy, whatever. How do you feel about what's going on right now in this country?
Well, like Judy said, I was very hopeful during Occupy and tried to participate in it and was happy to see my children participating in it. I feel like we have to get out there in the streets. I don't think we can rely on the electoral process. I think the electoral process will respond to us when we're out there, just like it does, what Judy referred to, the right wing is able to influence it, but we haven't really been able to have the same kind of impact. And I think we just have to keep on keeping on. I'd also like to ask people if they are interested, they can. I'd like to let them know that they can go to freedomarchives.org and order my book, Out of Control, A 15-Year Battle Against Control Unit Prisons, and that's freedomarchives.org. You can order the book directly from there or see a web version online that's very interactive and interesting.
Okay, we're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Nancy Kirshen.
Thanks for the opportunity, Thorne.
Okay, cool. Very
good
cool.
Day.